I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Today's show is mostly for coin shooters. I'd like to talk about one of the very best places to find old coins. Now, I don't mean really old coins like from the 1700s or early 1800s. I mean coins that were lost in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, when plenty of the pennies in circulation still had Indian heads or wheatbacks, and when the dimes and quarters were still mostly silver. Wait a minute, you say. Indian head pennies from the 1930s? Nah, that can't be right. They quit making Indian head pennies in 1909. Of course, you are correct, but what I'm talking about is coins that were lost in the 1930s, not necessarily minted in the 1930s. I was born in 1947, and I remember seeing Indian head pennies in occasional circulation when I was very small, say, in the early 1950s. So I'm sure that Indian heads were even more common in the 1930s. And if somebody lost coins in the 1930s, and you can be sure they did, there would often have been Indian head pennies in the pocket spill. Let's go back to June 6, 1933, quite the historic night in Camden, New Jersey. In a big field, with room for 500 cars to park, the movie Wife Beware was shown on an outdoor screen 40 feet tall and 50 feet wide. It was the first drive-in movie. It proudly advertised, "The whole family is welcome regardless of how noisy the children are." Soon other drive-in theaters were opening, and in a few years there were drive-in theaters in every state. By the late 1950s, the height of their popularity, there were almost 5,000 drive-ins across the country. Now, there are less than 400. Drive-in theaters did much more than just show movies. Many of them opened several hours before showtime so kids could play in the playground, and patrons could spend money before the show for such things as miniature train rides, miniature golf, boat rides, animal shows, and pony rides. So there are a lot of lost coins on drive-in theater property. When I was little and my family went to the drive-in theater, there were playgrounds, lots of things to play on, slides, swings, lots of ways to lose money. But that was then. Now, drive-ins are dying out. The two major causes of the death of the drive-in theater are the skyrocketing value of land and the easy availability of movies on cable television and home video. Drive-ins eat up a lot of acreage that once was cheap because it was outside the city limits. Maybe a cow pasture. But as the cities expanded outward, they gobbled up the drive-in theater lots. So most drive-in theater owners sold their land as sites for shopping malls, business warehouses, apartment complexes, and other high-priced construction. Cable TV and VCRs were the other factors that killed the drive-in. People no longer needed to leave home to see movies. At the same time, the drive-ins had to charge more to keep up with inflation, and that kept more and more people away. So most of the drive-ins that weren't swallowed up by city expansion died anyway and are now used as weekend flea markets or are just abandoned. And here's what we've been leading up to. There are now nearly 1,000 drive-in movie sites that are unused and nearly forgotten, and probably one of them is not far from where you live. Drive-in theater sites are a paradise for coins for several reasons. Kids played on the playgrounds before the movie started. Nearly everyone left their cars to hit the restroom and the concession stand during the movie or between features. And concession stands mean money, and money means dropped coins. And since it was dark, people who dropped coins often couldn't find them even when they realized they had lost them. So if you can find one of those old drive-in theaters and get permission to swing your detector there, the odds are good that you're going to fill your pockets with silver coins. How do you find those old abandoned drive-in movies? Glad you asked. Go to driveinmovie.com, and you'll see a list of all the states. Click on a state, click on your state, and see a list of drive-ins that are still in business and many that are no longer running. And if you do a Google search on drive-in movies, you'll find a lot more information on these treasure troves of old coins. For more articles about metal detecting and treasure hunting, see my website, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.